everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the Farm Families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Mixed trade seen throughout the livestock futures complex today, with traders focused on narrow to moderate gains in front month futures being offset by follow-through pressure in deferred contracts. The overall lack of market activity expected throughout the end of the session likely to keep prices in a narrow to moderate range. Corn prices higher in light trade today. December corn futures about half a cent per bushel higher. Stock markets were lower today in light trade. The Dow Jones 93 points lower, while NASDAQ is down 25 points. In live cattle, futures remained lightly traded with very little long-term direction developing throughout the day. Mixed trade seen across the complex with narrow gains in nearby contracts that offset the pressure in the deferred market. Increased market activity likely to continue to develop throughout the rest of the week, although there is growing focus on the outside market direction during the week. Cash cattle have been more active throughout the day with light trade seen in the south and parts of Colorado. In feeder cattle today, sluggish trade continued to be seen throughout the complex, with the gains seen in front month November futures being offset by moderate pressure still developing in the rest of the complex. The fact that additional cash trade developed is not bringing any stability to the cattle complex and causing feeder cattle traders to look for additional cuts possible in the near future. And grain futures were mixed today after a volatile session on Tuesday that saw corn and soybeans break while wheat posted gains. The market reversed those trends so far today as traders continued to face headwinds building in outside markets. Corn prices tried to hold today after December futures broke to new contract lows on Tuesday. The nearby still tried to prove a cycle low while ticking to a new low near the open overnight. Soybeans found some traction towards the close in Asian trading and posted a modest rebound following yesterday's sell-off. January futures kept to an inside day and tried to avoid another break, targeting the $9.59 expiration of November futures on Tuesday. Wheat prices were mixed today, while winter wheat contracts gave back some of yesterday's gains. Minneapolis tried to hold after breaking near its 50-day moving average. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.